In Victoria, about 100,000 people are going to be out of work thanks to some of the big car makers shutting down. But now an electric vehicle company says it could fill the gap, and it'll do it with an electric bus that it says can drive between Melbourne and Sydney with only one charge. Tom Nightingale reports from Euroke, north of Melbourne.
It looks like any other bus, but it sounds very different.
That noise you're hearing is the actual air compressor, not our motor.
Alan Salev is the chief executive of Bryson. The company has made four prototype buses in China using its electric batteries. It's showcasing them near Melbourne to make the case for large-scale electric vehicle manufacturing in Victoria.
We are intending very seriously to commence manufacturing in Australia and aiming to be the largest manufacturer in Australia for worldwide distribution. And we will be producing transportation products from buses, trucks, vans, cars, marine, light rail and rail. We already have the trucks in 12-metre and 9-metre configuration that's been developed. We are in the concept stage of our vans. We are in the design stage of our sports cars. And we have produced a tram, fully electrical, eliminating all overhead wires. And we have also produced the high-speed train, all battery-operated.
How many people do you think you could employ in Australia?
That is going to be reliant on the outcome of this conference. We were looking for government support in every way. We're looking for key stakeholders and working with the industry groups.
If it all goes well, though, what sort of a scale would
you... If it all goes well, we're obviously, given what I've just explained about the type of products we have, we'll be looking at what the void has been left by the big three that's leaving Australia. We're looking to replace
the auto.
Those. Correct, that's right. Yeah,
you'd fill the gap left by auto manufacturing.
Correct, that's right.
It's a big call to make.
It is indeed, and we are prepared for it.
The company wants financial help from the Victorian government. The industry minister, Lily D'Ambrosio.
It certainly has great potential. We understand that electric vehicles, electric battery storage technologies are the way of our future. And what better place than Victoria to actually trial what is a terrific new energy technology by way of these batteries that have been trialled and demonstrated in terms of their capacity on the buses that we see before us.
The company is saying that this could effectively replace the lost jobs involved in the auto sector's decline. That seems like a huge call to make. Do you think it's as big as it's being talked up to be? Or is this just something else that could be ultimately not really a solution?
Well, Bryson certainly does have a great vision, and we welcome great visions as a state. We have great capability now. We certainly welcome ideas that are presented by Bryson and any other company that wants to and has the capability to advance new energy technologies. So for us, it's exciting. It's early days. But we are very intent and very happy to keep working alongside of Bryson.
Bryson says its electric bus will enter the Guinness Book of World Records after making the longest drive on a single charge in an area between Geelong and Seymour yesterday. The company wants to prove it can make it between Sydney and Melbourne with a single charge. Tomorrow morning, a team of engineers will set out from Sunshine in Western Melbourne. They're planning to reach Sydney tomorrow night.
Tom Nightingale with that report.